Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 9th, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemirin.
And I'm Chris Gandhi.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are looking at the COVID-19 cases in the country and the world. As at 8 December 2020, Zimbabwe had 10,912 confirmed cases, including 9,062 recoveries and 303 deaths. This after 73 new cases and 9 deaths, which were recorded yesterday.
According to the Johns Hopkins University Hospital, global confirmed cases stand at over 68,387,000, and the deaths are at 1,560,000. In the United States, confirmed cases are over 15,174,000, with over 286,000 deaths. However, there's hope at the end of the tunnel now that pharmaceutical companies have started testing and distributing their vaccines.
We are also going to look at what is happening here in America after the November 3 elections, with the Supreme Court dismissing President Trump's appeal in Pennsylvania, and almost all states certifying the elections, and the Electoral College expected to sit on December 14th.
Please note that this is a pre-recorded show due to the coronavirus pandemic.
Nasi tiri kutarisa nezvematambudziko akatarisana nenyika padambudziko kana denda re-COVID-19. Kusvika nezuro musi wa8 zvita, Zimbabwe yave nevanhu vanokwana kuita zviuru gumi nemazana mamambamwe negumi nevaviri vabatwa nechirwere ichi. Kunyanga hazvo paine vanhu vanokwana kuita zviuru zvipfumbamwe nemakumi matanhatu nevaviri, kana kuti 9,062 vapona kubva kuchirwere ichi, asi vanhu vashaya muZimbabwe vasvika pamazana matatu nevatatu 303. Izvi zviri kuteverawo kubatwa kwakaitwa vanhu vanokwana kuita makumi manomwe nevatatu kana 73 nezuro vaine chirwere ichi, uye kufa kwevamwe vapfumbamwe kana kuti 9. Tichabatawo nyaya yezviri kuitika muno muAmerica panyaya dzekusakubva paitwa sarudzo dzemusi wa3 November. Tinoona kuti nezuro izuva ranga rakakosha kune yavanoti safe harbor deadline. Hanzi ipapo the safe harbor deadline is for states to certify their results, compelling Congress to accept those results. Nezuro matunhu ose aitariswa kunge achipasisa zvakabuda musarudzo dzakaitwa musi wa3 mbudzi. Ndo zvimwe zvatichatarisa. Tichitarisawo kuti musi wa14 December inova svondo inoya musi wemuvhuro, inonzi Electoral College iri kutariswa kunge ichigara ichitarisa nezvesarudzo idzodzo kupasisa. Zvinenge zvaakuzoenda kuCongress kuti yozogara musi wa6 ndira kana 6 January ichipasisa kuti vaJoe Biden vakasarudzwa kuve mutungamiri wenyika vange vachizotoreswa mhiko musi wa20 ndira kana 20 January. Chris, tingoti gaga tipinde muchirongo.
Yebo Jonga. Zulukandaba sadibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Namhlanje ke siyaqhubeka sihlaziya udaba lwegubhane lwe-coronavirus eselubulele abantu abedlula amakhulu amathathu 303 eZimbabwe, futhi ke abangu 9,000 kuthiwa sebesindile kulo mkhuhlane. Umhlaba wonke jikelele lakho, hayi soneso nje, yamanani akhona akhuphuka nsuku lensuku mihla ngemihla. Sizaphinda njalo sikhangele ijekiseni ethiwa yona isizaphiwa uZulu, ijekiseni evimba ke ukuthi umuntu athole igcikwane le-coronavirus kumbe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Sizaphinda njalo sikhangele ke udaba lokhetho lwangapha kwelemelika. Siyazi ke ukubana kube nokhetho ngenyanga edluleyo mhlaka 3, lapho umnumzana Joe Biden okuthiwa ke unqobile, kodwa umongameli Trump elokhu ephikisana lempumela yona leyo. Siyabona ukubana izolo idolobho lePennsylvania umthethwandaba omqoka uthe wona hathi akumelanga kuthandabuzwe ukuba umnumzana Joe Biden wanqoba. Leso-ke isinqumo esikhanya sizaba lomthelela kumpumela yonke yokhetho ilizwe lonke jikelele, lapho umnumzana Trump azama, umongameli Trump azama ukuthi aphikise limpumela.
Thank you so much, Chris. We have our first guest. We have Dr. Simbiso Ranga, who is based in North Carolina, and Dr. Frank Guni, who is based here in the DMV area. Vaguni, tukumbira kuti mungoadjusta kamera yenyu, tiri kungoona muromo chete, unless kana mamuita kunga makapfeka mask. Thank you so much. Maybe you can start with you, Dr. Ranga. We have seen a surge, and this surge is not only in Zimbabwe, but the world over. And Zimbabwe of late has been recording 9, 10, 5 deaths per count. What does this mean to the people of Zimbabwe? And many people are saying that people are failing to obey the WHO regulations.
Thank you, Mr. Kandemire, and hi, Mr. Gande and Dr. Guni, and the viewers. It is a very grave situation for the entire world and for Zimbabwe. So any death loss is one too many. So the numbers going up like that has been expected, particularly here in America, that there would be a second wave, particularly when people are having gatherings. Like this time of the year, a lot of people are going to the villages to meet with their loved ones, and they are going to be doing that in groups. And that may be increasing the spreading of the virus. And I think for Zimbabweans, the unfortunate part is a lot of people don't have access to the tests. So since the disease spreads, even when people don't have symptoms, it means that a lot of people are getting the disease, they don't even know it. And as they gather for funerals, for family celebrations, for church, it means more and more people are getting exposed. So I think that we need to increase awareness amongst our people. Yeah, there may be some who might be saying, well, it's the same, you know, kusiku find a group, you will still die. But if people understood how deadly this disease is and what they could do to minimize the spread, I think most Zimbabweans would say, hey, it just takes wearing a face mask, social distancing, avoiding gatherings we don't need to do. And, you know, this is the year you can stay at home in the city. Don't go to the village to meet your parents, because if you don't have adequate protection, you may be risking their lives. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ranga. Tonga kuna vaguni, Chris.
Yes, Dr. Guni, the news that's current and some people are saying it's very good news is the vaccine. What can you tell us about the vaccine, especially the fact that they've already started distributing it in the United Kingdom? What is the situation here in the United States and, of course, back home in Zimbabwe?
Well, the vaccines vaccine that has been approved in the UK is undergoing review here in the United States, and we are on the task of having two vaccines approved here in the United States probably as early as next week, depending on the outcome of the FDA advisory board and the recommendations. We expect and necessarily going to stop the spread of the virus immediately. And for countries like Zimbabwe, it's going to take a while for these vaccines to get there. While in the first world here in the United States and in the United Kingdom and other first world countries, vaccines are going to make a big difference in the medium term. We are talking of around maybe early to mid next year, when a significant number of people start getting the vaccine. That will inevitably, in the long term, reduce the number of people who get seriously ill once they contract the virus, or the number of people who ultimately get infected. However, that is not a substitution for continuously adhering to public health messaging, that, like Dr. Ranga was mentioning, social distancing, ensuring that we put on protective clothing like masks, PPE for those who are health practitioners or those who come in contact with the potentially infected people. The issue of wearing masks and other methods that are recommended through public health messaging has to continue for a while, probably up to the end of next year, until we really understand what happens when someone is vaccinated. For instance, right now we do not know if a vaccinated person is still capable of transmitting the virus to the next person. We don't know that yet. We are going to learn quite a bit more once more and more people get exposed to the vaccines beyond the third phase, the clinical trial data that we have. We have already seen some expected reactions. For example, two people in the United Kingdom were vaccinated yesterday. They presented with the expected adverse reactions, and we don't know whether we'll have a large number of people getting those adverse reactions. So once again, we do have potential vaccines that are on the pipeline, in addition to those ones that are already undergoing final review for approval. We do know that some vaccines, for example, in Russia, they've already started distributing and vaccinating quite a large number of people, even though we don't know the long-term effect of these vaccines. So vaccines, yes, they are quite a good idea, or they are quite a good means to prevent long-term future infections. However, in the short term, we still need to continue adhering to public health messaging.
Oh, quite interesting. Looks like there is a lot that we need to learn, which is the reason why some people are saying they don't want it.
No, I think those people, concerns may be misplaced. Think of it this way. We know that driving, for example, is dangerous because accidents happen on the road. But we do drive because it's necessary. Taking vaccines, yes, it is absolutely necessary if we are to contain and manage the spread of the virus. What we don't know for sure is what are the long-term effects of these vaccines, particularly the current ones that have been approved in the UK and those that are on the cusp of being approved here in the United States, because these are a wholly new type of vaccines. These are novel vaccines. We have never had such vaccines before. And given the speed with which these have been designed and developed and tested, potentially there could be some hoops that we have to jump. But nonetheless, the benefits of having the vaccines far outweigh potential or unknown risk that might happen or might not happen. So I still advise people to take these vaccines once they are made available to the general public. As you probably you may know, at the moment, even as early as next week when as expected, the FDA approves, these vaccines are not going to be made available to the general public immediately. The first priority, according to the FDA and CDC recommendations, are public health workers, those who work in health facilities, and also those who work in assisted living or medical facilities in assisted living homes. Those are the key priorities that will get the vaccine. To give you a quick example, right here in Washington, D.C., we have 60,000 health workers, and D.C. is only going to receive 8,000 doses until probably February, March next year. So there's going to be quite a shortage for the priority groups, let alone the public at large. So there is quite a lot here right there, Mr. Gandhi.
Okay. Anyway, we'll come back to you because I'm not convinced that it's your example of driving a car. If I drive a car and I know I'm going to reach my destination, but with this vaccine, we don't know what eventually happens to your kidneys, your lungs, and so forth. Anyway, we'll come back to you. Let's get to Mr. Bango. Mr. Bango, welcome to the show. Mr. Deepa?
I think he is dropped because I cannot see him anymore here.
Ah, okay.
Yes, oh. I think he's... Okay, he's ready to join. Let me see if we can bring him back. Just a minute. Meanwhile, Dr. Ranga, munogona kutisana nguro kuti zvamukataura pamusoro pe nomba kana vaccine ya uya.
Anyaye vaccine Mr. Kandemire inyaya yakanaka. Nekuona kwati kuita right now ma states akada ma countries akada sana Germany vaka survive the first wave. But pavatanga kuvura economy yavo a few months ago, my numbers they are skyrocketing. Saga, it means the pasina vaccine we are in big trouble. So the vaccine, what it's going to do is to make sure that once we get to a stage, but not then on the herd immunity, yokuti enough people have been vaccinated, such that the few who are not vaccinated, they don't have a lot of people to spread the virus to. Then we can start operating normally. And like Dr. Guni was explaining, this might take up to the end of the year, probably next year, 2021, because just getting the essential workers vaccinated, it's going to take us some time, maybe up to April, March, April, thereabout. My healthcare workers, my skilled nursing facilities, my police, people like that, we have to go out there every day and work and get exposed to the public. So vaccine, yeah, it's a very good story. And I know that when my misgivings, like Mr. Gandhi was saying, those are genuine in terms of we haven't had enough time to observe all the effects of the vaccine. So usually my vaccines take anywhere 5 to 10 years. So that gives people enough time to observe the good side, the bad side. Unfortunately, because of the nature of this pandemic, COVID-19, we didn't have that luxury. Fortunately, my technology is trikurambatriku developer in the medical field. Saka, like these vaccines are good developed when messenger RNA. And it's a different way of making my vaccines. So for the most part, from what we know so far, there's nothing that says in terms of my side effects, they will be much different from what we have seen with my traditional vaccines. But of course, it's fair to say we don't know how this will be 5 years from now. But are we going to be wearing my face mask for the next 5 years? That's the question. So I think in the totality of everything, I don't think we have much of a choice other than to take what is available based on more the information we are getting from our scientists. And, you know, if we're going to be damned, we're going to be damned as humanity. You know, hopefully that won't be the case. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Mr. Tube Tifa Bango is now online. Mr. Tifa, can you tell us, since you're in the UK, bekunjani bathini abantu nge vaccine le?
Sorry, gentlemen, I have to leave.
Yeah, we have to go. Just hold on. So you are about to leave.
Yes, I have to be back in the lab.
Okay. You don't have like 5 minutes?
At most, 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay. No, we just, maybe, just the last question, you can tell us a bit more about this vaccine, because we understand that you have to get 2 doses.
Yes.
Yes, so can you explain on that?
So, like Dr. Ranga was saying, the vaccine that has been approved, the Pfizer vaccine, just as well as the one for Moderna, they are both messenger RNA vaccines. You get the first dose, and then you wait between 21 and 28 days to get the second dose in order to get full protection. After the first dose, it takes between 7 and 10 days for you to develop enough immunity to start fighting off the COVID-19 virus. But at that point, you don't have full capacity protection. You would have between 50 and probably 60% protection. After the second dose with the Pfizer vaccine, you then get up to 94.5%. The Pfizer vaccine is it's a messenger RNA 1223. Again, it's very difficult. So in contrast, if you take the AstraZeneca one and the Sputnik 5, which is the Russian one, those are not messenger RNA vaccines. Those are vector vaccines. They are completely different. They are designed differently. And they work in a similar but technically different way. I also wanted to caution and mention that both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines, which are mRNA vaccines, they require a high degree of refrigeration. The one for Pfizer, which has been approved in the UK, requires up to negative 70 centigrade. And whereas the one for Moderna, which we expect to be approved next week, requires up to minus 20 degrees centigrade. Whereas if you compare the same with the AstraZeneca, which is a Swedish company, and Oxford University, and the one from Russia, Sputnik 5, they don't require a high degree of refrigeration. They just require general refrigeration in your ordinary refrigerator that you use at home, which means the one, Sputnik 5, the one which is made by the Russians, and the AstraZeneca vaccine can be distributed worldwide with much ease. Whereas the one for Pfizer, which is the one that has been approved in the UK, not many hospitals even have the capacity to store this vaccine. That's why you saw that once it landed in the UK, they immediately started giving it to people, some of whom were not even intended to receive it, because they don't have the capacity to keep it at the maximum refrigeration that's required. Otherwise, after 4 days, it loses its shelf life without that degree of temperature. So again, there are some issues here. If we think of a country like Zimbabwe, for example, we don't have a single refrigerator that has that capacity in the entire country in Zimbabwe. So our best hope at this point is the vaccine that comes from the Russians or the one from AstraZeneca, given again. But there's good news. Pfizer, as a company, is modulating the refrigeration requirements for their vaccine so that it can be used in lower refrigeration settings and increase its shelf life under refrigeration. So that's good news, but we are not there yet. Once again, to wrap it up, you do require two doses in order to get a full effectiveness of the vaccine. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have yourself a good day.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, so, Mnumzana Dube, ungasitshela wena ukuthi kunjani khona ngapho politics that nobody kunenzeka. Ingamurupe ngorandu tawarani kutano. Ndo, ina nauti inini ka. Dati vani. Pamwada ujoina. Alright, ta hapa mepo. Regaiti zge, pata pezitera munge chikurukura. Dr. Buni, ndima amu chitaura. Yes, nezi regaiti zge kuna Dr. Mbe Aranga kuti vanoti ne mamiriro akaita zvinhu nokuti dambudziko riri kuchemwana wakawanda ndiwe nyaya yekuti mishonga yakuwanikwa kumusha ndokune kwautariswa kuti ingasvika riini sekuzwa kuzwa
zvandingataura jonga ndezvekuti mishonga kumusha tinototarisira kuti maybe later part of 2021 because right now kuno kune kunana United Kingdom vari kupa mavaccine ku ma workers emu health sector ma essential workers nevema skilled nursing facilities. Saka by the time we get done with that, it will be sometime in March. And then they will be working on my regular citizens, emunyika izo dzidzi vana America neku United Kingdom. And then, I'm not sure kuti World Health Organization iri kushanda sei nenyika dzakaita sana Zimbabwe in terms of timeline yema vaccine and which one they are opting for. Saka, in the sum total, I think probably later part of 2021 pamwe vaccine inenge yava available kumba. But I'm not sure with which one they are going to go with.
Yes, that's one question I wanted to ask. Maybe you can repeat that in English. The progress so far and the choice that is facing those countries.
Yeah, so far, I think the whole world is in kind of celebratory mood that the first vaccines have been administered in the United Kingdom. We expect a similar trend here in the USA, probably in the coming week or two, once the FDA does emergency use authorization of the Pfizer and maybe Moderna vaccines. In terms of countries like Zimbabwe, you know, which depend on World Health Organization and other countries for their supplies. It might take a little bit of time because it's kind of a priority-based system. And obviously, countries like the United States, they are going to vaccinate their citizens before they look at anybody else. The other issue is also the modalities, like Dr. Guni had mentioned earlier, in terms of refrigeration capacity, things like that. So to get out all those logistics out of the way, I think we are looking at probably the later part of 2021 for Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ranga. Chris?
Yes, Dr. Ranga, when we talk of these vaccines, what about the cost to the consumers, to the public? For example, if it comes tomorrow, how much do I have to part with, or they are being freely given?
So here in America, the commitment is that all American citizens are going to get it for free. I mean, you are paying for it as a taxpayer, and you get it for free, essentially. And I think that's going to be true worldwide, because what we need is to have enough people vaccinated so that we have what we call herd immunity. When enough people have been vaccinated, such that the few who may not be vaccinated, they will not be able to spread it to a lot of people. So for that to happen, you need to make this vaccine readily available to everybody. So the cost would be prohibitive for a lot of people, particularly in the developing world.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Ranga. Dr. Guni, makataura nenyaya yekuti mishonga kune dzimwe nyika uko iri kugadzirwa mimwe inoda kunotonhoresa kana kuti kuchengetura panotonhora zvakanyanya nezvimwe zvakadaro. Zvi zvamungataura pamusoro pazvo tiona kuti nyika dzakaita sekwedu kuna Africa neZimbabwe inzvimbo dzinodziya dzingada mishonga yakaita sei.
Ndingati ndichipindira zvakaona Dr. Ranga, kune urongwa hwenyika dzepasi rese dzinokwana 187 dzakanyorerana gwaro pasi neWorld Health Organization kuti mavaccine kana achinge auya anofanira kunge achidistributwa kana kuti achiparadzirwa senyika yese pasi rese, kunyanyanya kuri nyika dzine upfumi hwakaderera dzakaita samaZimbabwe. Saka pane chirongwa chinonzi COVAX. COVAX imbatanidzwa wenyika dzakawanda wanda. Pane shoma dzakabudirira dzisimo dzinosanganisira nyika yakaita seamerica. America yakaramba kuti haisi kuzopinda muCOVAX nokuti haisi kuda kushera vaccine yayo nedzimwe nyika, nokuti priority yayo kana zvainoona zvakakodzera kutanga kupa nhomba iyi kuvana vemuamerica. MuCOVAX umo tikatarisa nyika yakaita seZimbabwe, nyika yedu, tinoona sekuti best hope kana kuti kuti kwatingava netarisiro under the COVAX process yeWorld Health Organization ndeyekuti vaccine kana kuti nhomba dzatingawane dzingadai seAstraZeneca inogadzirwa neAstraZeneca company of Sweden ichibatana neOxford University yekuBritain pamwe chete neSputnik V yekuRussia, nekuti mavaccine iwayo ari maviri, mavector vaccines haade kuiswa munotonhora makanyanyanya sezvinoita yeModerna nePfizer. Saka ndiyo kwatingati pamwe ndokungaite tarisiro. Asi Dr. Ranga vanga vari kudemanemazvo chaizvo, nekuti kunyange iyoyo yeCOVAX yacho ichatora nguva kuti izosvika kunyika dzakaita samaZimbabwe nedzimwe nyika dzine upfumi hwakaderera, nekuti panoda hwaro hwakanaka hwekugadzirirwa kuti nyika idzodzo dzizokwanisa kutambira nekuvaccine aya. Pari zvino sezvandambotaura, vaccine yeAstraZeneca neSputnik V yekuRussia dzinogona kuchengetwa mumarefrigerators atinowana mudzimba aya, anowanikwa muzvipatara, anowanikwa kumadoctors offices kana atingati masejaris kumusha uku. Idzodzo dziri nyore kuparadzira kunyika dzisina upfumi hwakakura through the World Health Organization facility. But vaccine yatanga yakapiwa kuEngland yatinotarisira kuti ichatanga kupiwa muno muAmerica zvobveri kuteerai kuti izosvika kunana Zimbabwe, tinoona sekuti zvinogona kutopera kana kupera kwegore rinouya kana isizokwanisa kuendawo. Asi tinoda kuti vanhu vagare kuziva kuti hatiriwo mavaccine mana chete atiutaura nezvawayo, kune amwe ari mupipeline atori munzira dzekuti ava padyo kuda kuti atisvika kumhendekedzo yese dzite dzikwinika.
So
so Russia ine vaccine ya HPV ya second phase, wa China ine ma vaccine ayo maviri apinda mu third phase, uye ine mamwe matanhatu achiri kugadzirwa ari kumashure zvavo. Saka iwayo ma vaccine achatevera tinoti second phase vaccines, ndoatinofungira kuti angazosvikawo kunyika wakaita
Naita doctor. Thank you, Dr. Guni. Naita basa. Chris, ndokunga maamuchinzwa kuti vana Dr. Guni bati vanga vakuzoshandisa phone. Yes, you know. Pane pavanga vachimboshandisa video, saka audio yavo inenge yanga yakatidzikirei. Asi vari kutsanangura kuti kune mishonga yakatiwandei zvekuti nyika dzinokwanisa kuita seZimbabwe nedzimwe dzinogona kunge dzichishandisa mishonga iyoyo. Nokuti mishonga isingade kuti ichengeterwe pangazi panotonhora zvakanyanya, saka ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zvatinenge tikurukura. Ndofunga Chris anenge angamboti tezei, asi ari kudzoka pachirongwa. Tichienderera mberi, Dr. Ranga, zvii zvamungataura kune vana veZimbabwe, nekuti tiri kuona dambudziko ratiinaro yezvino idambudziko rekuti vazhinji vari kunzi havachatevera kurudziro dzekuti aiwa pekai mamasi, garai mudzimba, kana musiri pasina rwendo zvinokodzera kuti mufambe, musangofamba kungozi nekuti wavana mari yebhasi waakufamba.
Okay. Zvandingataura vakandimire ndezvekuti chirwere chichiripo cheCOVID-19, malockdown measures anokwanisa kunge akaitwa loosened, kana kuti vanhu vakanza maakukwanisa kufamba a little bit, and manhamba evanhu anokwanisa kuungana anokwanisa kunge akanzi akawedzera, but COVID-19 ichiripo, and unfortunately vazhinji vari kungofamba vasingazivi kuti vane chirwere, and vazhinji they do okay. Saka in their mind they might be thinking no, zvinhu zvanaka, kana mabhodha aakuvhurwa, zvikoro zvaakuvhurwa and so forth. The reality is vaccine virus ichiri kufamba mumacommunities muZimbabwe. Saka zvatingakurudzira panguva dzinoidzi, vanhu vava kuenda kufestive season, kumachristmas uku kwavari kuda kusangana nedzimhuri, ndezvekuti no, this year has to be different. It should be different in terms of pese patiri kufamba tinofanira kuziva kuti virus iripo, ndini ndinokwanisa kunge ndiinayo, kana kuti munhu ari panext door nene anokwanisa kunge ainayo, kana ndiri mukombi. Saka it means my measures aya, my face mask, social distancing, basic hygiene yatagara tichiramba tichikurudzira, tinofanira kuramba tichidaro. Mafamily meetings aya atanga tiri atinogara tichiita gore negore kucelebrata Christmas, ngatichiaita tiri mumahousehold matagara tiri, kwete kuti ngatichinoungana takawanda kumamisha tichisanganana nasekuru nanambuya, because virus is still very much out there. Kana tasangana ngatichiita maCOVID-19 safe behaviors, which is my face mask, social distancing, toungana panze, kana vaya vari vane masymptoms voita quarantine, things like that. Thank you, Mr. Kandemire.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ranga. Chris, we now have Mr. Dube Rambeke vati donei asi vadzoka pachirongwa. Chris Dube.
Thank you, Mr. Kandemire. Thank you so much, Dr. Ranga. Chris, we now have
I think there is a problem there. This is maybe having a bad connection.
Chonga, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. But if you can go radio, you can play up background. You can play up the background. You can play up the background. Yes, we can hear you. But if you can go radio, you can play up the
I can't hear you, Tonga. I don't know what's going on. I can't hear you.
But
Chris, I can hear you, Chris. Can you hear me, Chris?
I can hear him.
Oh, he's gone.
Yes, he's gone. Mr. Dube, go ahead. May you tell us what is happening there in the United Kingdom? Because we understand Tuesday, the vaccines were started to be administered.
Yes, the vaccine has been administered now, but the government has actually emphasized that they won't be rolling out the vaccine to the public yet. Yeah, so what they'll be doing currently, they'll be rolling the vaccine to the frontliners, because those are the ones who are very vulnerable, especially during this COVID, because they seem to be working in different corridors, so whereby they can they can easily contaminate this this virus. So that's the reason why they say it's better for them to start first with, you know, with the frontliners, doctors, nurses, and the police.
Thank you so much. I think Chris is having a bad connection there. Aninga Mbotiche Zakari. Maybe you can go back to Dr. Ranga. Dr. Ranga, here in the United States, there are some two or three vaccines that the government is talking about, and we have the Moderna, the Pfizer, and is there anything that we are missing there, the third, fourth one? Because people are talking of these Moderna and Pfizer.
Mr. Kandimire, there are other vaccines in the pipeline, because what governments did was basically to say, here is the technology, and they gave it to companies with capacity to start making the vaccine. So some of the companies include Johnson & Johnson. So those companies are also working on these traditional vaccines. And, of course, we are still waiting for the AstraZeneca one, hoping it turns out well. So there are a lot of players. Some may be just lagging behind. But in a matter of weeks or so, we will hear more studies from these other companies.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Chris, sorry for the connection. I think you can hear us now.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes.
So, yes, Dr. Ranga, what would you say about the processes that are involved in manufacturing these drugs? Is it possible? We've heard, of course, South Africa saying they are capable of doing that. Do you think Zimbabwe has the capacity to manufacture this drug?
Oh my goodness, I love my country very much, but currently we are in a big economic mess. So, you know, electricity, infrastructure, even the healthcare system itself, we are not in a good position to do that. So I think that we are going to have to rely, you know, on the big players, including South Africa, the World Health Organization, and other, you know, well wishers, because everyone, it's in everyone's interest. The same way we tackled HIV/AIDS, where we had all these stakeholders coming in to help us, we're going to have to adopt the same attitude. I don't think we have the capacity to be talking about manufacturing a vaccine in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Tonga, is Dr. Guni still on?
No, he has gone back to work.
Ah, okay. Yes. Let me direct this question again to you, Dr. Ranga.
Sure.
We have seen that since the outbreak of the coronavirus last year, up to now, it's just like a period of 1 year. We already have a vaccine, but we have other diseases or viruses like HIV. Is there a commitment or lack of commitment to fight against the HIV when you compare these two viruses? We see it within a year, there's a vaccine, but HIV has been with us for decades now.
Thank you, John. That's a million, Chris, sorry. Thank you. That's a million-dollar question.
Mm-hmm.
What I would say is that I think there have been a lot of efforts to try to tackle HIV/AIDS. Now we see much better survival rates. We have seen a lot of medications come online such that a lot of people with HIV/AIDS, they almost have a normal life expectancy now, compared to people without HIV/AIDS. What has been a challenge is to get vaccines for some of these diseases like HIV/AIDS, malaria. Of course, part of it has to do with commitment. I mean, just in 9 months, the U.S. government committed more than $15 billion towards developing COVID-19 vaccines. If we had the same kind of commitment to conditions like HIV/AIDS, malaria, I think we would be somewhere by now. And if we shared technology like we did this time around, where everyone is using the same template, I think we would go very far. Unfortunately, some of these conditions like HIV/AIDS, they end up affecting the poorer communities among us, whether it's here in America or whether it's in Zimbabwe. So what tends to happen is, you know, everyone else carries on with their life, and everyone else, well, all these people are suffering. So I think the difference this time is this is affecting everyone. COVID-19 doesn't respect borders, it doesn't respect nationality, doesn't respect how rich or how poor you are. So everyone has had to say, hey, wait a minute, how do we fix this? And I think that's part of the solution.
Thank you so much. Chris, I think you can throw a question for Mr. Dube to respond in using the word.
Yes, Dube. Yes, yes, I'd like to get an answer for Nigeria.
Yeah, I'm going.
Yeah, ungasitshela ukuthi kuke kwaba lesikhathi lapho kade sizwa kuthiwa khona izivalo zeZimbabwe ezisebenza kwezempilakahle yizo kade zingani zihlaselwa kakhulu lubhubhane lolu olwe-COVID. Kunjani ukakathesi?
Kwabe nokukhalaza ukukhononda kakhulu ebantwini bakithi. Ngeke ngize ngisho ngithi abantu bezimbabwe specifically, but kodwa kwakungathi sekungathi kuya ngokuhlehlela esayidini labantu abamnyama ukuthi abantu abamnyama sebengathi baba-affected kakhulu kwedlula amakhiwa. So kodwa-ke lokuyana bagcina bezama ukuthi baku-introduce batshengisele ukuthi hhayi khangelani lapho idatha ukuthi ithini ayisikho ukuthi abantu abamnyama ikuthi nje abantu abamnyama yes sibalutshwana njalo abantu abamnyama iningi lethu yito esisebenza kwala la ama-departments ikakhulu kubo-nursing lakuma-social care izinto ezinjalo. So yikho kwenza ukuthi ekugcineni uthole ukuthi abantu abamnyama babe-affected ngenxa yokuthi bavele basebenza kulezo ndawo. Kodwa-ke khona ayisikho ukuthi kwakusikuthi kwaku-affecta abantu abamnyama ngothi singabantu abamnyama kodwa ngendlela idatha eyayisitsho ngakhona. So okungakuthi kusafana lokuthi njengakhethi e-America abantu abatshonayo akukhethi ukuthi ngumkhiwa noma ngumuntu omnyama still kuyafana la abantu bayatshona ngokufanayo. Ukuthi uhlupho nje kubuya kuze ukuthi bazokuhlukumeza kakhulu abantu abamnyama ngoba okunye into le indlela esasithi nxa sikunanzelela ikuthi umkhuhlane lo othi nxa ungaphatha abantu before umuntu aze mhlawumbe umzimba wokudeteriorate. But kwesinye isikhathi ngithemba ukuthi udoktor lapha engangisekela kulokho ukuthi ungabe psychologically affected ekugcineni kuba lo mthelela thize ku-immune system yakho ukuthi layo igcine sisifa kwelinye izinga ekugcineni umzimba wakho ubusu-give up masinyane kukathi ngabe kukuthi ube nesibindi sokuthi to be strong wangazidela masinyane ukuyayenza ukuthi ube ungagcini usiba into ku-bad state. But abantu abaningi abantu abamnyama bebesiba ku-panic mode kakhulu especially when you start feeling ungavele ube utshela ukuthi ule-coronavirus then from there automatically you now think of death and you now think of all the negative things. So then that is an impact ku-psychological system yakho and that affects your immune system. So ekugcineni yikogcina sokusenza ukuthi abantu bakithi abantu abamnyama to end up like perishing ngokuningi. But amakhiwa they take a lot of ama-risks. Amakhiwa into mayifikile bayimele ukuthi njengoba ifikile injalo. So I wish ukuthi abantu bakithi lakhona babe le ndlela efananayo lanaleyani ukuthi sibe strong engqondweni ukuthi nxa into nxa ifikile asizame ukuthi sidinge i-consultation kuma-professional people, ama-doctors. But singabi kuphenike kakhulu ngoba nxa ungaphenika ungayisaba kakhulu ugcina kusiba lo mthelela kusystem yakho emzimbeni.
Thank you so much, Mr.
I don't know if you are still there.
I didn't quite get you, Mr. Jonga.
Yes, I was asking Chris if he could explain what Mr. Dube just said. Chris?
Yes, Mr. Dube is talking about, he's saying there are some, you know, the kind, some kind of immunity which people have.
Chris, we can't hear you. I don't know what changed it. You are very low. What changed there?
I don't know. Because even the it's no longer recording as well.
Oh, okay. But let's see. We can continue here. Because from here it's recording. I can...
But on Facebook it's not.
Chip in there and tell us about the British Medical Regulatory Agency. It warned that any person with a history of significant allergic reaction to a vaccine, medicine or food should not receive the new Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. What can you tell us about this warning? Will that give confidence in people?
Jonga, Yes, the warning is based on what they witnessed yesterday, where a couple of people who received the vaccine happened to have an allergic reaction, and those happen to be people who have significant allergies. However, it's a very broad term. Everyone has an allergy to something, potentially. Whenever you give medication to a lot of people at the same time, you're going to have numbers that suggest that there may be a high allergy rate, but when in fact this is expected. If you vaccinate 100 people, maybe one or two may be allergic to the vaccine. But we won't know until those people are vaccinated. Now, in terms of those with significant allergies, that's a very broad term. And when I say that, is that someone may be allergic to one particular medication for blood pressure, but nothing else. And they may react severely to that one medication. Someone may be allergic to 5-6 medications, let's say antibiotics, vaccines, and so forth. That's probably what the regulatory authority is talking about, where there are people who are very sensitive to new medications and they tend to react. It's going to be very difficult for ordinary citizens to know whether they are in the high allergy group or not. I think they should rephrase that to say, we have experienced this, and we would say people with allergy to previous vaccines, maybe people with allergy to a number of medications, maybe if we say it that way, that might be clearer. Because if you have an allergy to one or two medications, that does not mean you're going to be allergic to a lot of the newer medications coming in.
Maybe ni kanga kunita Christian standa ya kwa wuri Dr. Rangavango zokura zata warezo zikuti tirukunzwa vano ona nezwe mishonga kana kupachwa kwa mishonga ku Britain medical regulatory agent vakayambira kuti vano vanenge vaine dambudziko re allergy kana kuti tingati munyaviri handidzwe kuti national ndizvo here zvinokonzerwa ne kunge vabaiwa nhomba idzodzo kana kushandisa mwe mishonga nekudya chimwe chikafu vachinza vafanira kunge vati tora iyo nomba ye Pfizer BioNTech iri kunzi yakatanga kushandiswa ku Britain. Zvinga siya papi veruzhinji kana vachinzwa mapoka akaita se medical regulator agents achipa yambiro kuti vanhu vakadaro vasashandisa mishonga iyi.
Zvandingataura vakandimira ndezvekuti I think the best ndezvekuti munhu wese anoenda kunana chiremba onoonekwa opa history yekuti ndine maallergies akadai, then machiremba odetermina kuti based on what the direction yapuwa nema regulatory agencies aya, what is the risk. Chandingataura ndechekuti maallergies anowanikwa vanhu vakawanda vane maallergies vamwe to food, vamwe to pollen, vamwe to ma drugs, ma regular drugs for blood pressure, for my antibiotics. However, I think my citizens akawanda kuti vazvipatsanure pachavo zvinganetsa nokuti it's a huge spectrum. Zvaninga kurudzira ndezvekuti munoenda kunana chiremba muvatsanangurira kuti inini ndine maallergies 1, 2, 3 kana ndinoita miyaviri kana ndatora mushonga wakati, then iwo machiremba ochiona kuti based on information yatiinayo, is it significant? Because kuita vanhu tu vaita allergic reaction mapa vaccine kuvanhu 1,000 does not suggest kuti vaccine ine a tendency kuti vanhu vaite an allergic reaction. It just means those people reacted to the vaccine. However, we still have to gather more information kuti zvinhu zviri widespread here.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ranga. Chris.
Yes, thank you. Sulukandaba siyamuzwa lapha udokotela Ranga uyachasisa lapho kubana sike sezwa ukuthi bakhona abathi bona bengathatha umuthi okufana lejekiseni yona le ekhuluma ngayo coronavirus baba lokunye okuthiwa ngama-reaction kubangelwa khona ukuthi umuntu uyabevele elakho emzimbeni ukuthi engathatha umuthi imithetho ethiyeneyo uyakwanisa ukuthi agcine esiba la khona lokho ukuthiwa i-reaction ngesilungu. Yikho ke kuqakathekile ukuthi umuntu abekwazi isimo sakhe sokubana yena uyemukela na imithi ethiyeneyo ukwenzela ukuthi engahlupheki nxa yena esethetheke i-vaccination le ijekiseni le okuthiwa i-vaccination. Mnumzana Difa, wena ngokuzikekho bakhona yini abavela eZimbabwe asebeluthethe ijekiseni le likhona ngapho kwele bhilisana?
Mina ngokwami babugande angakababoni abayizizalwane zeZimbabwe asebeyithethe noma asebedemonstrate-ile ukuthi sebebayithatha i-vaccine le. Khona besisalinde nje ukuthi sike sizwe through ama-findings esiwadinga njalo ngendlela esi-analyze ngakhona ukuthi sizwisise njalo lokuxhumana labasebenza kwezempila kahle ukuthi sizwisise ukuthi kungabe kuqhubeka kanjani noma bona even beku-front line ukuthi sebeyitholile yini ijekiseni. Kodwa-ke engakugqugquzela kakhulu yiloko ukuthi njengoba besakhuluma ngendaba zama-side effects ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi kungabe khona ukuthi umuntu nxa ethethe ijekiseni le kube lokwenzakala ukuthi kuba lama reactions maybe through indlela maybe umzimba wakhe owamukela ngakhona umuthi lowo. So uhulumende walapha e-England ube emphasize kakhulu ukuthi abantu nxa bethatha umuthi lowo ababe kuwukuthi abala hambo abazaluhamba mhlawumbe ensukwini before kungakapheli insuku ezilitshumi 10 days ukwenzela ukuthi nxa kuyabe kukuthi kuyabe kulama reactions umzimba mhlawumbe ungayenelisi ukuthi uvumelane le ndlela i-drug le esebenza ngakhona so that bayenelise ukuthi bahanjise esibhedlela bathole ezinye indlela emtholampilo ukuthi babone ukuthi bengalatshwa ngcono. Yingakho kade be-emphasize kakhulu ukuthi abantu bengathaveli ngoba kwesinye isikhathi uzayihlaba ijekiseni before kungakabi isikhathi esiya ngaphi. Then from there you start traveling while this ejection lana ungakabi kwazi ukuthi I mean how does it operate njani ekulokuze ku blood system yakho. So then that becomes a catastrophe, then usungagcina usugula usendleleni or usungagcina usiba ku situation engafanelanga usendleleni lapho uzabe uthola ukuthi maybe i-medical response uyakungeke uzithole imminently. So bayagqugquzela into efana naleyo. Kodwa-ke ngibuyele embuzweni wakho, abantu bakithi asikakatholi kahle ukuthi basebekhona yini asebehlabile. Kodwa-ke ngithemba ukuthi emalangeni alandelayo noma mhlawumbe ngithi kuyaphela iviki elilandelayo sabe sesenelisa ukuthi sibekwazi ukuthi eqiniseni ongathi ukuthi hayi mina ngihlabile ngizizwa njani, njalo siqhubeke nokuthi siqhubeke sikhulumisana labo. So ngithemba ukuthi mhlawumbe nxa sizokwenza elunye ihlelo njalo evikini elilandelayo noma ensukwini ezinye ezilandelayo sizabe sesenelisa ukuthi singalitshela ukuthi hayi kulabantu abathize abakuvumayo ukuthi noma abasho ukuthi umuthi lo ubaphethe njani noma ubaphethe njani.
Hayi sezwakala, hayi sibongele Jonga.
Chris, uri very far away from the mic ndofunga amene kuti vamwe vari kunzwa zvakadii uye recording yacho handifunga kuti inozoita mushi maybe ukatoswedera futi pacomputer. Dr. Ranga ndofunga ati haudaidi kusvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu. Tiri kuona kuti muZimbabwe mune dambudziko revanhu vasikunzi havasi kuteera mitemo yeWHO kana yebazi rezveutano panyaya yekudzivirirwa kwekupararira kweutachiwana hunokonzera COVID-19. Mashoko api amungapa vanhu nokuti tinoziva kuti vamwe vakatonzwa kuti kwaane mishonga vanogona kutoenderera mberi nekunyevenuka kwavanga vaita ikoko vasisateedzera mitemo zvachose. Mashoko api amungasiyira vana veZimbabwe?
Mashoko anengasiyira vana veZimbabwe Jonga ndeyekuti COVID-19 ichiri kupararira. Even vanhu vakatanga kuvaccinatewa kuZimbabwe munana let's say March, April, tichange tichivanaoramba tichingopfeka mafirst mask for a while kusvika tava nevanhu vakakwana vavaccinatewa, tofanira kuramba tichiteedzera ma-COVID-19 safe behavior aya mafirst mask, social distancing, kuavoida macrowds as much as possible. Kana taenda kumacrowds try to do things outside. But what I see is that vanhu hatisi very informed kuti the disease is still here. Awareness inenge ichiri kind of poor because vamwe vangati malockdown anenge aderera aya, saka it means the disease is gone. No, it's not. Unfortunately, nenyaya yekuti hatina matests akawanda ari kuitwa, we don't even know kuti mumacommunities umu manumbers aakanyatsa kumira sei. There may be 10-20 times what has been recorded so far. Saka vaccine kuuya kwayo is not a panacea kusvika vanhu vakawanda about 70% of the world population yaikwa vaccinated. Saka, this might be true probably end of 2021, best case scenario. Saka, kusika munhu wese aitwa vaccinated, hatifane kunge tiri kuti life is back to normal. Tinenge tiri kutoita a big mistake and we might pay with our lives.
Christopher?
Yes, numbana pango ungasikela kuti wena ngakuyi kuti ungakhuthaza yini abantu abavele eZimbabwe ukuthi bathathe iJackson Day ngokuzo sokuzwile kakhulu esikukhulumayo kona lapha lo dokotela la, ungabakhuthaza yini abantu kumbe ukukhona ungabatshela ukuthi hayi cala imembisa?
Umbuzo onzima kakhulu lowo ngokukade okubhanyeka wona ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi uhlelo lolu luhlelo olulandelwa noma ngisho lulalelwa ngabantu abaningi. Okungangokuthi inkulumo esizikhulumayo lapha zile impact enkulu kakhulu esizweni sakithi, okungangokuthi noma umuntu usewange noma umuntu usebhinga noma umuntu usebaybridge noma umuntu usemashonaland noma umuntu useplumtree bayayilalela i-program leyi. So okungangokuthi yonke into engingabe ngiyayikhuluma kufanele ukuthi kube yinto engingabe ngiliqiniso la noma into engingabe ngisazi ukuthi ayisoze ifake abantu bakuthi engozini. Mina ebekade ngingakutsho ukuthi njengoba sizabona ikakhulukazi i-Jackson le isahlatshwa abantu kakhulu abasebenza ku-health abaseduzane lezibhedlela. Gradually ngithemba ukuthi inxa yelokhu ihamba kancane kancane sizabe sesifonile lathi ukuthi kuhamba njani ngoba kuzabe nzima ukuthi umuntu oyabe esebhambazi eplums khona ngale esehlatshwa injection leyi nxa esesiba lama-complications khona ngale engasoze ayenelisa ukuthi ayefike esibhedlela. So nxa kuthi umuntu engaguli ngibona ingathi asilindeli gradually sibone ukuthi i-roll over leyi ukuthi ihamba njani. Nxa sengibuya ukuthi ekulimikiseni abantu bakithi into engithanda ukuyigcizelela nazo indaba yokuthi abantu bafake ama-face mask noma ngithi indaba yokuthi indlela abasesibhathe ngayo nxa sikuma public gatherings uhulumende nxa esitsho noma
nguva dzedu dzinenge dzazochisvika ipo chaipo patatida kudzisvike ndino urombo Chris now we don't have extra time as you always say Chris pachirongwa chedu. Yes, maybe we can take this opportunity to thank our guests. We would like to thank Dr. Cindy Soranga, who is based in North Carolina here in the United States, Dr. Frank Gooney in Washington, D.C., and Mr. Jifa Dube all the way in England there. Thanks also to our listeners who joined us tonight. My name is Jonga Kandemiri. Good night.
Oh, thank you, Zimbabwe.
Thank you.
And good night, Zimbabwe. Let's meet again next time. Some stations, some frequencies. Good night.